Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Attorneys for Tony Carruthers want an independent doctor to check him out after the state's aborted execution attempt last week. The Department of Correction has not approved that request. Carruthers was supposed to be put to death by lethal injection last Thursday. Prison staff failed to establish IV lines in his arms, so a doctor made several attempts to place a catheter in deeper veins. The execution was eventually called off. The man's attorneys asked the Davidson County Court for a few things. One, to order TDOC to preserve all medical equipment used in the attempted execution, and two, to let an outside doctor conduct an exam. Carruthers' attorneys argue he should get medical care and assessment from someone outside the prison system. They say this should not be delivered by the same doctor who is involved in the execution. In a filing, the prison system told the court the man is already receiving care and his condition has been documented. The two sides simultaneously took the same arguments to the federal court, which has already sided with TDOC. Metro Nashville Schools is seeking an increase of about $56 million for next year's budget. The school board says the funds would go toward a salary increase for teachers, more early learning programs, and security enhancements. The Metro Council must approve the budget, and one member questioned why per-pupil spending has increased by tens of millions of dollars in the last decade. Jorge Robles, the chief financial officer for MNPS, says the cost of serving students has gone up.
The population of exceptional students, those who have special needs, the cost of serving the students, the number of students that each of the schools are serving has increased dramatically. That's one of the areas that we have seen our budget needing to grow to support that population as well as multilingual learners.
Robles also says that the expansion of charter schools and vouchers makes planning future student enrollment more difficult. Metro Council will hold a public hearing next month for people to advocate for changes they'd like to see in the budget. Financial pressures are forcing more residents to surrender their pets. As a result, animal shelters across Middle Tennessee have reached full capacity. Animal rescue centers say they do not want to turn people away, but they're overwhelmed. The rescue in Gallatin is in urgent need for volunteers and help at the shelters. Other shelters are offering supplies to adopt and waiving fees for spaying and neutering.